What's up, friends, and welcome to an exciting episode of the Movement is Medicine podcast. Today, we're going to explore the incredible world of athletic training with amazing staff of athletic trainers here at Head to Toe. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Leah, athletic trainer.
I'm Kelsey, athletic trainer as well.
This is Dr. Lee here. I'm also an athletic trainer.
I did not know that, Lee.
It's been pretty great, honestly. It's like one of those things where you kind of get to the end of the path at athletic training, like school, and you're like, do I continue on with athletic training? Do I move on to like physical therapy? Do I become like a doctor, whether that's an MD or for me, like chiropractic was like the number one choice at that point. Just being where I was from in like Buffalo, New York area, there's not a lot of naturopaths. There's not a lot of like physiatrists or like physical medicine doctors like there are out here. So I didn't really have much experience with those. So I just figured that chiropractic would be the next step and loving it. So,
Leah, Kelsey, tell us a little bit about yourselves. We've had you on the show before. Kelsey, this is your first time.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So I started at Boeing as an industrial athletic trainer. So I started there for about a year and a half after graduating from the University of Utah. Go Utes. So yeah, now I'm here. I've been here for about a year and a half, been loving the crew. Just kind of working with Leah too, having another athletic trainer here and learning from Lee too, his both sides. He has a lot of knowledge. So just being able to learn from them too, as I continue on my path. Yeah. So it's been awesome so far.
So Leah, I hope you can kind of bring some of this to light for us. And I know this came up with a whole conversation you and I were having, which was around, and I think Annie was having this too, around the difference between, you know, head to toe and our approach to manual therapy and healing. And really the usage of and utilization deeply of our athletic trainer team here and helping to educate people as to what are athletic trainers, ATs, versus maybe say role that people are a little bit more familiar with, which is a physical therapist, a PT. So a lot of times people will wonder, well, what's the difference? You know, do you guys do PT? And we're like, well, we don't do PT. We have ATs. It's a totally different game over here. So let's get into that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people saying that we're physical therapists, that's not correct. We can't call ourselves PT because we're not. We're ATs. And I think that people don't understand the difference in scope, what the two can do. Just kind of to like backtrack a little bit as far as schooling goes, athletic training, you get a bachelor's usually in science of sports medicine, athletic training, the 4-year degree. But like 70% of athletic trainers also have their master's, like an additional 2 years. And actually 90% of like the courses available right now for athletic training are now an entry-level master's. So it's like you can't even really apply to become an athletic trainer without getting a master's at this point. Where doing PT, you get your undergraduate, like you see a lot of people do like athletic training or like kinesiology, exercise science, things like that. And they move into a doctorate program, which is usually another 3 years. So there's definitely more schooling involved with that PT. You get your doctorate opposed to the master's. And then just kind of slightly different in like what you can and can't do scope-wise. I think like one of the biggest things that's like, you know, it's like we can as athletic trainers do modalities. We can do the ice, heat, the ultrasound, eSTEM, things like that. Like that's within our scope. And we can help with, you know, crutches, braces, taping, things like that. One thing that we definitely cannot do that's like a, you know, kind of like a area people get confused on is like joint mobilizations and manipulations. So like for Dr. Lee, because he's an ATC chiro, because of the chiro stuff, he can do the joint manipulations where it's like, I believe it's grade 1 and 2. Athletic trainers are allowed to do, but you can't go into 3 or into 4, which is like a complete manipulation, which is like an adjustment you get from a chiro or a PT. But as far as like corrective exercises and rehab and things like that, that's all within the scope of an athletic trainer. We just usually deal with more of like acute injuries or, you know, kind of sports chronic injuries, a lot more sports-based population, where PTs, they tend to do more like post-surgical chronic things like that.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, like difference between athletic trainers and physical therapists is usually when you're going to see an athletic trainer, they're on the sideline of like a football field or soccer field, whatever it is. They're the ones running out when the person goes down. If there's like a real catastrophic event, they're the ones applying the AED and CPR like immediately. So very specialized field, a lot of different training that you wouldn't get like at medical school or physical therapy school, things like that. And it's really exciting to see because in this state, especially the scope is expanding for athletic trainers to where they maybe in the future can start to do things like dry needling and taking blood, things like that. But the biggest thing for athletic trainers and the reason why I chose chiropractic school over like physical therapy was that we get all the knowledge of exercise science and like corrective exercises, rehabilitation, and using like hands-on techniques. Like usually after your first year, you're hands-on from that point out until you graduate. So you get thousands of hours of experience in athletic training programs. And honestly, you're just prepared to just dive right in and find like a job immediately after graduating. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I would say like too, for the athletic training side of it, as far as things like within our scope and things that people don't realize, the big one too is like concussion protocol stuff. It's like, as Dr. Lee said, you know, athletic trainers are kind of those first responders for sport events. So working in the clinic is considered a little bit more non-traditional, like our clinic here. Industrial, like where Kelsey came from Boeing, also considered a little bit more non-traditional. More traditional is like collegiate sports, high school sports, you know, anything like that. If you can get in with a professional team, you know, that's kind of a kind of a cool one too. But you see more and more people moving towards clinics and actually people struggling to find athletic trainers for collegiate and high school levels. Like in our area, we have, you know, a shortage of athletic trainers, and most high schools have made it so it's like mandatory to have one present for sporting events because it is such a crucial part of care. And like I kind of mentioned previously, like concussions, it's like athletic trainers have some of like the best concussion diagnosis, you know, skills as far as like immediate responders and people who haven't really gone to full on neurological, you know, things like brain school, things like that. And I don't think people really understand that it's like, yeah, we do have the ability to like recognize and evaluate and diagnose certain things.
How would you say for, you know, patients coming into head to toe, you know, obviously our style of treatment is different than a traditional, say, chiropractic clinic, and our scope of work is much broader. So in your perspective, yeah, Kelsey, in your perspective, like, you know, how do you see the head-to-toe experience being different, they say, than some of the other clinics out there, some of the other experiences people have?
Yes, for sure. So with our clinic, I mean, every time a patient comes in, you're seeing the chiropractor and you're most likely going to see the athletic trainer too. So we got both of our brains working to do a lot of hands-on care, but also that functional side. We want all our patients to get to their optimal functional level, whether that's within a sport, within their daily life. We want them to have that whole holistic understanding of why they're in pain and where we can get them to, with whether that is like the manipulation and the hands-on versus like the functional movements of day-to-day life. And within some patients who come in with like athletic sporting events too, we can get them to that level as well.
I see, think that it decreases healing time substantially, like compared to like a physical therapy clinic or like a strict chiropractic clinic, especially like seeing like, for example, like a motor vehicle accident where people like have whiplash, they have concussions. To have the specialization of the athletic trainer to work inside and in tandem with the doctors is invaluable. Like people have really great results because of that, and honestly a lot faster than they typically would somewhere else. So it's great to see.
Yeah, I think that the combination of therapies there and just the different, you guys, have you talked about the different modalities that you guys work in and the different perspective that you bring can add quite a bit in terms of a therapeutic value, and then also lead to your point, ultimately for patients, that means they're healing faster, right? They're getting back to the things they want to do faster because we're able to bring some different perspectives, some different treatment types, and some different methodologies to them.
Yeah, and to kind of touch on that, I know there's like different, especially for the state of Washington, like scopes on what like a chiro or a PT can do. So Dr. Lee, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the state of Washington, chiros can't administer ultrasound or e-stim. That's more of in the PT scope.
Yeah, exactly. You can't use sound or electrical stimulation as a chiropractor. So as an athletic trainer, me being dual, like I could technically do both.
But as far as like being within a chiropractic clinic and operating inside of it, there's definitely a limit on the different modalities you can do. So that is one thing between like a PT clinic versus a chiro clinic, and like what athletic trainers can do within those scopes. Because PT clinics, even though they have PTAs, it's not uncommon to have ATCs who also work within PT clinics. And so we're trained in all modalities because our scope is, you know, we can do all those within our scope. We don't have that division. And because we're so versatile in the, you know, clinics we can work within, we have more knowledge kind of around base in all of those modalities, which is really cool.
Yeah, especially for like our high performing like athletes that we see in the clinic, it's massive because a lot of people will even come in just to improve their durability. And to have the knowledge that athletic trainer has, like with how the movements are supposed to be executed, like what typically is a faulty point and like correcting that with exercise, it's again, it's just having those different sets of eyes and experiences is massive for the patient experience.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. And it's just interesting to hear your guys' perspective on it and to kind of get more of a sense of how you approach that patient experience and that patient healing process versus, say, from a chiro side or, you know, from a PT side, which we don't really do here. Yeah. Yeah, in terms of, you know, if for a person who maybe hasn't come into head to toe, why don't we just walk them through how they would be interacting with the AT team? Is that typically first they typically probably meet with one of the docs first? Is that generally how it goes?
It's really just like day-to-day schedule dependent, right? So us two athletic trainers, we kind of help all the doctors. It's not like it's like one AT per doctor. So you never have like a set schedule. You might not always see the same athletic trainer, but we're both very well-trained and we're both very similar in our approaches. Kelsey has been an amazing addition to the team the last year. We're very thankful to have her here. And so it really is just like how it fits to the doctor's schedule. Either they'll see us or the doctor first, you know, usually a 15 with the doctor and a 30 minute with us just to kind of get those exercises in. But yeah.
So it's kind of a tag team basically. So just depending on the patient and the day and where they are, maybe in their treatment plan or whether it's a first time assessment type thing or whether they're coming in now for some of their follow-up visits, they could be generally moving between.
Oh yeah. It's always 100% a collaboration. Like we're always working together as a team. That's the whole point of us is, you know, we get to kind of help if there's anything the doctors feel like additionally need to be done. You know, we can kind of help assist there or we can kind of make some of our own strength, objective assessments, things like that. And kind of let the doctors know if we see them first, like, hey, here's how they're feeling. Here's where we think they might need a little bit more work as well. And everybody's really, you know, we're like a family here. So it's really nice to work somewhere where it's like people talk to you in a way that it's like a partnership, not a like power level, you know? So it's a very collaborative team all around. And we're really fortunate to work at a place that allows that.
Well, it's super cool. It's such a great new model, you know, and so non-traditional in that way where you'd go see one doc and that's all you'd ever see like in the old school, like 25 years ago. Here, it's really an opportunity to work with a team of professionals who are bringing a whole variety of skill set and scope into your plan and into your treatment process that ultimately is going to help you get where you want to go that much faster.
Exactly. Just to expound on that, you're basically getting like four separate appointments in one with us because you're getting chiropractic care, you're getting massage therapy, you're getting corrective exercise, you might be getting cupping therapy, which is typically something you'd only see like at an acupuncture clinic. So just having the versatility and the different skill sets that we have in here is just huge because we're able to address so many other things in different types of people and dysfunctions because we have such a wide variety of like how we address things.
Yeah, that's a super unique aspect of head to toe and something that I know our patients love and something that's super cool about what we do. Well, thanks guys. I mean, anything else that you wanted to wrap up with or anything else you want to share kind of insights into the AT world?
I would just say support your local athletic trainers. I mean, a lot of athletic trainers, you know, it's kind of a, you know, even for getting your four to six years in of school is a pretty underutilized, lower paid, like high hour job. You know, there's a lot of burnout and so we're facing like a shortage. And so, you know, being kind to your local athletic trainers, we see a lot of like high school athletic trainers who, you know, they have the typical story of being berated by parents and coaches and underappreciated for long hours, you know. March is athletic training month. And so, you know, in the month of March, reach out to your local athletic trainer, show them some love. There's so many wonderful ones in this area. I mean, if you look at like Terrace, they have a pregnant ATC who just performed CPR and saved a referee's life. You know, it's like we're surrounded by so many amazing athletic trainers who just don't always get the recognition they deserve. So it's a great field. It's a growing field. And yeah, more exposure to it's always good.
Well, thank you guys for being here. Thanks for shining some light into the unique skill sets that you guys bring to the table, the unique ways that you guys help with the patients and how you add value to their experience and the value here at Head to Toe. So thanks for being on the show. Loved having you guys and I'll see you on the next one.
Yeah, thank you.